Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Tes in Meseches Psachim. It's the 412th daf in Shas. We were in middle of discussing the Gemara on the bottom of Pei Ches Amid Beis that deals with five karbanos of carbon Pesach that were mixed up with each other, that the halacha is, if one finds out later on that one of them was blemished, and you don't know which one it was, one of them had a mum, halacha dictates that, number one, all of the owners of the Karban Pesach can follow the din that they fulfilled the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. On the other hand, the Karban Pesach cannot be eaten. In halacha from the daily daf, we discussed why is it that we don't resort to bittel berov. But the Gemara will ask a different question. That's how we'll begin today's daf. The Gemara will ask, at the end of the day, how could it be that all five were yotzei their mitzvah, and all five be exempt from Pesach Sheni, if at the end of the day, one of them clearly, retroactively, was found to have a mum? The Gemara will analyze that question and explain why another Karban Pesach Sheni cannot be brought b'safek, and that will be the focus of the Gemara's analysis through Hey, Tes Amid Aleph, up until the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah will discuss someone who says that a father says that his Karban Pesach is going to be designated to whatever son comes up first to Yerushalayim. The Gemara discussed, doesn't that sound like Breira, which has been a repetitive theme throughout our Masechta, throughout our Perek, that the Gemara talks about a case where it's not clear at the moment of Shechita and Zrika who's going to be including the Karban Pesach. The Gemara asks, what about Breira? The Gemara talks about including the people in a Chabura that could extend to as many, many people as possible, as the Mishnah describes on the bottom of Pei Tes Amid Aleph, as long as each one of them could eat a Kezayis. And then the Gemara will discuss withdrawing from a Karban Pesach and how that is done. The Mishnah will then discuss on the top of Amud Beis, what if one of the Bnei Chabur decides to include other people in his portion? The Gemara then will discuss many halachos of withdrawing from the Karban Pesach. And here's the reality angle. What about the Chabura voting him off, voting one of the people off of the Karban Pesach? And what happens if there's an uneven distribution of the wealth? In other words, one of them has a larger portion of the Karban Pesach than others, and the halachic implications when that happens. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem as we described. Five lines from the bottom on Pei Ches Amid Beis. And this is the halacha again of five Karbanos Pesach that are mixed up. And one of them, it turns out, retroactively, we're not aware of the Zrika. When we did the Zrika, we thought all of them were kosher, and it turns out one of them had a blemish. Omar Mar said, "Uptur milasis Pesach Sheni." The halacha we learned is that all five of them are exempt from doing the Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara, "Ika chad delo nafik." But at the end of the day, that there was one Karban Pesach that wasn't kosher, that means that there was one person who wasn't yotze. So how can you say that he's patur milasis Pesach Sheni? Now the Gemara changes gears. The Gemara now suggests that it's not that he's yotze, but there's another reason that he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach. Mishum de lo efshar, because he can't. Heichil yavid, what should be done? Leisi kol chad v'chad Pesach. If each one is going to bring a Karban Pesach, kamaisi chulin ba'azara, then four out of the five are bringing chulin into azara. They're not chayiv. Darba minay avdila. Luhu. Four of them were already yotze. Leisi kulachad Pesach, if all five of them will bring one Karban Pesach, so here you don't have extra chulin ba'azara, nimtza Pesach nechal shalolim nuyev. But then what will emerge is that the Pesach will have people who were appointed, who are not supposed to be eating, as part of the Chabura, who are not supposed to be eating the Karban Pesach. So haimai, what else could be done? Nesi kochad minayu pischo, if each one is going to bring their own Karban Pesach, v'nisni, and they'll make a tonight, a condition. V'neima ididi baal mum, if mine was a baal mum, haide aisi hashnavi Pesach, this is going to be a Karban Pesach. V'ididi tam hai, v'ididi tam, and if mine was a tam, haide aisi hashnavi shlomim, that it should be a shlamim, so you'll have all five people bringing Karban Pesach Sheni, each one of them making this condition, and it'll turn out the four will be a shlamim. and won't be a carbon Pesach, lo efshar. That can't be done. Mishum de'ika chazek v'shok de'kohanim hu da'achalei. Because when it comes to a shlamim, there's a mitzvah to give the chazek and shok to the kohanim. And over here, since they don't know which one is the shlamim, they won't be able to do that. Suggests the Gemara solution, v'nesi kol chad v'chad kohen ba'day. Maybe the solution would be, of these five, each one of them will join a kohen with their carbon Pesach sheni. What type of kohen is this? Hai kohen, hechidami. What type of kohen is it? I David Pesach, if the kohen already did his carbon Pesach, Dilma Hai Pesach, who, and maybe the one who brings this, one of these five, is actually chayiv in a carbon Pesach sheni, because his was pasul. V'nimtza, and then if he includes this kohen, Pesach nachol shelo lemnuyav, then the kohen is appointed to a carbon Pesach that he's not chayivin, and that's called Nechol Shalolim Nuyav. He's not supposed to be appointed. Vida lo avid Pesach, and if the Kohen did not do a carbon Pesach, Dilma Shlamimu, maybe the fellow that joins it with him, with this Kohen, is not chayiv, and according to the fellow's condition, it was a carbon Shlamim, v'lo avid Pesach, then the Kohen would not have done the Pesach. The Gemara is showing us the quandary that we're in. V'nesi kol chamisha, so let us have that all five bring, and let them appoint one Kohen for all of five of the Karban Pesachs, v'nimnu lo alavai hani chamisha psachim, and he will be included in these five psachim, and then you'll have the following mamanavshach. The mamanavshach. Mamanavshach means that if you go this way, you'll be okay, and if you go this way, you'll be okay. Mima nafshacha. What is the problem in yourself? There's one in there that didn't bring the Karban Pesach. And then he'll be Yotze, and the Kohen will be Yotze as well with that Karban Pesach. Elo says the Gemara, but that's not acceptable. You're going to be bringing a Karban Shlamim, and you're going to end up eating it for less period of time. That's acceptable. The Ilu Pesach, Liyom V'Laila. Because the carbon Pesach can only be eaten for one day and one night. V'ilu shlamim l'shnei yamim v'laylech. A shlam could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And you have to be choshesh that this is a carbon Pesach. All five of them, even though only one of them is. And that's called being memayit with achilas kodshim. Achilas shlamim. Asks the Gemara, v'nesi moiser Pesach. Let them take a carbon Pesach that was left over. It seems that it was common that out of the hundreds of thousands of carbon Pesach that were designated to be eaten for Pesach, there were always a few that were left over that even though they had been consecrated for a carbon Pesach, but nevertheless, for some reason or another, either their owners passed away, or there was a misunderstanding, or the animal was an onus, whatever it might be, that the carbon Pesach that was designated was not brought, and that carbon Pesach, we learned on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, is brought as a shlamim. So the Gemara suggests that maybe we should make a condition. They bring a carbon Pesach with the condition that it is, they were not chayiv in the carbon Pesach, it should be considered like a Mosera Pesach. V'nesi Mosera Pesach, v'nema, and they should say, idi di bal mum hai, hai dai si hashna havi Pesach. If my original carbon was a Baal Mum, this should serve as a Karban Pesach. Ididi tamu. But if mine was one of the four that was a tam, nihavi hai dahaisi hashta shlamim, it should serve as a shlamim of a Moiser Pesach. And in such a case, you would not be being memayit in the achila, the Moiser Pesach nechol liyom v'layla echad. The halach is that Moiser Pesach is not eaten like a shlamim for 2 days in a night, but rather it's eaten for a day and a night. Asks the Gemara, v'chimach frishin t'chila l'moisras, do we separate originally with the possibility that this will become Moser Karban Pesach? That's not done. Asks the Gemara a different suggestion. Instead of designating a Moser Pesach, v'nitruchu v'naisi Moser Pesach, let them look for people who had left over a Karban Pesach. That there was leftover animals or money, Rashi explains, that had been designated for a Karban Pesach for whatever reason was not brought, and have that serve as a Karban Pesach. Eli mishum smicha, says the Gemara. No, the problem is in regards to smicha, regards to leaning on the animal. Ilu pesach lo bayis smicha. Ilu meiser bayis smicha. You're not supposed to do smicha on Karban Pesach, but you are on a moser pesach because the possibility is shlamim. And therefore, you're going to be stuck. Should you do smicha or should you not do smicha? Rashi explains dira maschal bayis smicha that if there is, of course, a negative outcome, why not just do smicha? There's a negative outcome of doing smicha, and that is that if you're not chayiv in smicha, then it's considered avoda bikodshim. This is a big sugya by itself. It's a sugya where Tosis makes reference to Gemara Chagiga Nafta Zayin Amabez. There are other places as well that discuss that if you do smicha, it's actually going to be a problem. The Gemara says, fine, you've trapped me in regards to a karban that men bring that has smicha. You're going to be stuck. To find a Moser HaPesach will not solve the problem. B'hatenach karban anoshim. That's fine for a karban of men. You caught me. I'm stuck. Karban noshim ayikon member. What about women who don't have a chiyuv of smicha? Says the Gemara, okay, we've got another problem. Elamishum matanos. How are you going to sprinkle the blood? Matanos is the nesinas hadam on the kronos of the Pesach. Dilu Pesach matana achas, because the Karban Pesach has one sprinkling of blood. Vilu shlamim, but when it comes to a shlamim, shtayin shehein arba. It's two, which are four. And therefore, what type of zrika are you going to do? Asks the Gemara, what's the problem? May naf gemina. What does it make a difference, bottom line, in terms of halacha? Vatnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, in Zvachim Alamed Vav, kol hanisnan al mizbeach hachitzen, shenosan b'matan achas kiper. B'dieved, if you gave one zrika, you be yotze. So here, we'll just do mitora safik one, and we'll even be yotze in terms of the shlamin. So still, you'll be able to bring this moser pesach, and even the issue of zrika dam is not going to be a problem, and smicha for nashim is not going to be a problem. El mishum, but rather there's another problem. Dilu pesach b'shvicha, the pesach is supposed to be poured onto the kira of the mizbeach next to the yisod. That's what Rashi describes the Ramaskal pesach shvicha. Dilu shlamim b'zrika, but the shlamim is supposed to be done with zrika, which the kli is further away from the mizbeach when the zrika is executed, and its process is entirely different than the shvicha. Back into the Gemara, Mishum deilu pesach b'shvicha v'ilu shram b'zrika. Asks the Gemara still, even though the chatchila they're different, may nafkamina halacha l'maisa, it won't make a difference if you do it as shvicha, even if it's a shlam. V'atanya, we learned here it's a brisa, kol nisnim b'zrika shnasim b'shvicha yatsa, that if something had a chiyuv of zrika and you did shvicha, that b'dieved, the halacha is that you're yotze. So therefore here too, we could have the karban nashim brought as a moser pesach, which is eaten l'layla v'yom echad, and b'dieved, if the shvicha is done and one matan dam is done, b'dieved one is yotze. Says the Gemara, emar daf gamrinan, di'i oved. All of these halachas that we learned in Zvachim is b'dieved matan achas and zrika, which was done as shvicha, that b'dieved yoyotze l'chatchila nami l'chatchila. We're going to say this is what should be done. We will not say that, and therefore we will say that he is stuck. And once the individual is stuck, that's why, if one of the five of the carbonous pests turn out to be a mum, so then in such a case, no one brings a Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah continues on Pei Tes Amid Aleph. Omer Lebonov, if a person says to his kids, Hareini Shoichet Es HaPesach, I'm going to slaughter the Karban Pesach, Al Mi Shiyala Mikem Rishon. One of them are going to be included, and the one who's fastest to arrive is the one that's going to be included in the Karban Pesach. The first one who arrives, Li Yerushalayim. Kivan Sheichnes HaRishon Rosh HaVerubo, when the first one arrives with his Rosh and the majority of the Guf, Zocha Bechelko, Yizocha in his chelek, umezake es achiv imo. The Gemara is going to explain what does it mean, umezake es achiv imo, that it means once the first one comes, he's the one who merits the father giving to the rest of the brothers. The Gemara analyzes immediately, if we're going to say that at the time that the father designates the Karban Pesach, and let's say he has five kids, we don't know which of those children is going to come first, and we say retroactively, he meant this one because he was the one that came first. That's the classic case of Breira. Shmamina yesh Breira. It seems from our Mishnah that we go with the concept of Breira, that we say that retroactively one was included, which is a big sugya in Gittin on Daf Chafei Amid Aleph. This has been a thematic question that has repeated itself from the beginning of our Perek Daf Peizeh and Peiches, whenever the person makes a condition with the Karban Pesach, we've seen that a few times. Rabbi Yochanan answered, "Kedei lezarzon b'mitzvus ka'amar." He wanted simply to be mezarez the kids, but in the end, he was going to include all of them. He was not saying it's like a father wants to get all of his kids into the car for the Chol HaMoed trip, and he says something special for the first one. So his real intention was to get all the kids into the car. And since that was his primary intention, and really all the kids are going to be included in the Karban Pesach, it's really not a case of Breira. Dekonami diktani, it's mashma that way in the Lashon of the Mishnah, umezake achiv imo, that he could be mezake his brothers with him. What does it mean he's mezake the brothers with him? How do you understand the Sefer? As we explained, it really means that he's considered the one who brought all of the other brothers to Karban Pesach. But at the end of the day, really, there's no Breira on who's included in the Karban Pesach. All of them will be included. We know that from the beginning. Analyze the Gemara. Yeah, b'shlem adam ninu meikar shapir. If we're going to say that he really had intended, the father had to include all of them, so then in such a case, then it works out well. Eliyarmit delom ninu meikar, that he didn't appoint all of them from the beginning. Lebasa the shach and mikam esamnu, so then how could he decide to include the other kids later? Vatnan nimninu mashkin demimanu, achi yishachet, you're only allowed to change the amount of people included in the Karban Pesach up until Shechita. After Shechita, you're not allowed to change. Shman Mina. So it must be that the father meant to include all of them. Tani Nat Mihachi, we learn this in the Brice as well. Maisa vikodmu bonos lebonim. There was a case in which the father had said, whichever one of the kids come up first, and it turns out the daughters came up first. V'nimtzu bonos rizos ubonim shfelim. And it showed that the women are faster, the girls are faster, and the boys were lower down. Nevertheless, all of them were included in the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah continues, La'olam nimnim alav. You can include as many people in your Karban Pesach, ad she'yebo kezayis l'chol echad ve'echad, but you need a kezayis for each one. Nimnin, what if some was included in a Karban Pesach? U'moshchen es yidei mimenu, they're allowed to take themselves out of this Karban Pesach to change to a different Karban Pesach, ad she'yishachet, up until the point of Shechita, then in such a case, you're no longer allowed to add people to the Karban Pesach, nor to take away. Rashi points out that there is opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we're about to learn that agrees that this halacha applies in regards to appointing somebody. However, in regards to something else, Rabbi Shimon Amar back into the Mishnah, Achi Zarek Es Hadam, that when it comes to taking yourself out, pulling away, you could pull away up until Zrika. So appointing, according to Rabbi Shimon, is by Shechita. Pulling away is by Zrika. Asks the Gemara, "Mai kamash malon, what is our Mishnah coming to teach us?" When it uses the expression "la'olam nimnim alav," what is that coming to teach us? "La'olam nimnim alav," what the afagav the imni alav chaburazu? It's coming to tell us that even "la'olam" is coming to be marbe, even if he was already included in one chabura, chazeres v'nimnim alav chabura cheres, he could be included in another chabura. We learned in our Mishnah also "nimnim moshkin yisyaden." Ad sheyishachet, that you could change yourself up until Shechita. Amar Abaya machlekes limashech. The machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon is in regards, as we spelled out based on Rashi and the Mishnah, only regards to pulling yourself out. The Rabbanan sav in regards to pulling yourself out. The Rabbanan savri miyos miseh michiyusa deseh. The Torah Kedosha describes in terms of being part of the chabura v'mimata bayis miyos miseh. If there are not a lot of people in the house, he brings in other people. Chazal darshin miyos miseh, that you could bring it in as long as the seh is in existence, when it's alive. That's the opinion of Rabban. Rab Shimon savar mehav yoseh diseh. Rab Shimon holds, as long as its avoda is not complete, not the chiyus, but its havaya. Its havaya is a seh until the zrika. Avlod limnos, In regards to appointing Divrei HaKol Achi Shachet, then as we learned in Rashi above, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that to be appointed is only up until Shechita. The Amar Krab B'michsas Nefashas, that the number of people who are included in the Seh, V'hadar Tachosu Ala Seh, and it says Tachosu, that you have Michsas Nefashos until Tachosu, which is the Lashon of Shechita. The Gemara continues, Tanya Nami Hach, we learned in a Braisa like this as well, Niminin U'moishchin Esimdeh Mimenu Achi Shachet, they're allowed to change their minds up until Shechita. Reb Shimon Omer Nimnim Achi Shachet, they could be appointed up until Shechita. However, to remove yourself, U'moishchin Achi Zarek Hadat, you could pull away up until Zrika. So the only machloikis is not in terms of appointment. Appointment, everybody agrees, is up until Shechita. But whether you could remove yourself, Rabbi Shimon holds by Zrika, while the Chacham holds Shechita. Let's begin a new Mishnah on Amud Beis. Peites Amud Beis. Hamana imo acher bechelkoi. If one of the Bnei Chabura decides that he'll include others in his chelek, Rashon Bnei Chabura litilo shelo, they're allowed to say, well, wait a second, we didn't take into account that these people are going to be sitting with us, so you take yours. Rashon Bnei Chabura litilo shelo, you take yours. Vuochel mishelo, vehen ochel mishelahen, and they're allowed to eat in two different chaburos in such a manner. The Gemara continues with the following shaila. Ibayilu, four lines from the top on Peites Amud Beis. Bnei chabura shel yodav shel echad mehen. One of the bnei chabura who the hands of him literally were yafos. Rashi explains yodav yafos means that he would eat a lot. That he was quick in eating and would eat a lot. Maushi yomer lo. Are they allowed to say that in tul chalkecha, let's say he put in 1 out of 10, 10%. So then you take 10% of the current Pesach and that's it. Vitzei and go. Mia mi matzalei amalei hakablisan. Could he say to them, no, you accepted me as who I am, and if I tend to eat faster and more, that's your problem. Odom amatzim meimalei, or do we say they could say to him, ki kablinun, we took you in to complete our carbon, but not that you should eat more than your actual entitled role. Tashrei, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Going to our Mishnah. That's why the Shaila is mentioned over here. If a person, we said he was 1 out of 10, decided to include others in his part, Rashon Bnei Chabura Litan Lo Shelo, then the Bnei Chabura say, okay, take your 1/10, V'ochal Shelo, and then he will go into his own corner and eat with them, V'hein Ochal Shelohen, and they will eat theirs. In other words, they separate. My time, what's the reason that the Mishnah allows to separate? Generally, you eat as one Chabura. Lav Mishum Dehavilei Ki Yedayim Shelechal Me'en Yafos, because the fellow who has other ochlin as someone who eats a lot. And we're afraid if he's going to bring other friends in, that he's going to bring more. So they just cut off his 1/10, and that's it. And the Gemara fleshes out, and if you're going to say, like the first sad of the Gemara above, that when there's someone who eats a lot, matzi armeluhu, you could say, kablisin, you accepted me, and you're stuck with the fact that I eat faster and I eat more. Nehavehai. So this tastes too in our Mishnah. Kiyadav Yafos. That you'll say that he has a faster eating because he has many hands. But why is it that they could say, take your 10% and go somewhere else? Amri, they say no. Lo, Deoshani. If you have different people, that's different. Di'inema, because if you're going to say, Tarvayu Kechami Bnei Chabura, that the fellow who brings in another friend is considered as if they're one of the Bnei Chabura, who da achli, that they're eating, matzi amrle. The Bnei Chabura could say, Zoch nichalon inish nachra gabon. This person's an outsider. So obviously, you don't bring the people into the Chabura, and therefore, it has to be eaten separately with them. In contrast to a fast eater, that's not the same halacha. Tashma, again the shaila, what happens if you have this fast and furious eater? Hashamish she'ochel kezayis basar b'tzad ha'tanur. We learned earlier the shamish can eat the kezayis of the Korban Pesach next to the oven. He could fill up from that carbon Pesach. If the Bnei Chabura want to do a favor for the Shamish, who needs to be next to the oven, and once he leaves from the carbon Pesach, the Mefarshim explain that the Shamish will not be able to go back and eat again because it will be a hefsek. So the Bnei Chabura could do a favor for him. They come and sit next to him, and thereby he could be able to continue eating the carbon Pesach. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is medayek ratzu if they want in lo ratzu lo, but if not they don't have to. Vamai, why is that so? Nemo lohu, the shamish should be able to say to them, the shamish who was originally included in this carbon pesach, hokabilson, you accepted me and therefore you have to come to me. Must be that you're allowed to say you accepted me. And here the Gemara is inferring, just like you're saying you accept, you can't say you accepted me in terms of forcing the rest of the chabur to come eat, so too they fellow cannot say you accepted me for the amount that I eat. Says Gemara, no, that's different. Shani Hasam, there is different. We accepted you that you're the minority. You'll be matriach to come to us. The fact that you took a waiter job is not our problem. That we didn't accept. In contrast to eating, maybe they accepted the amount that he would normally eat. Another proof of what happened if you accept the fast and furious eater. Tashma, Bnei Chabur shal yodov, shal echomehen yafos. One of the Bnei Chabur used to eat a lot. Rashon lomar, tel chol chavit say. They're allowed to say to him, take your part, and that's it. V'lo od elafich chamisha, if there were five. V'asu sibolos, Rashi explains that generally during the year they eat together. Rashon, even though they eat together the rest of the year, they're able to say to one of them who eats a lot, loimar, like to say to him, Tulchal Kachavitse, that take your part out. Shmami no. This is a strong proof that you're allowed to say Tulchal Kachavitse for the fast and furious eater. My velo od, what is this velo od coming to add? The Gemara spells out, Lomi bai kamer, Lomi bai pesach, de matziam leki kablinach litkune zvicha, that we accepted you as one of the equal partners for our carbon. Elafilu sibolos nami. Here the Gemara gives a new understanding of sibolos. Even a meal for the rest of the year, a general meal, ditzavsa ba'almu, it's just a general meal of friends together. When they decided that they're going to sit and eat together, it's understood there'll be an even distribution of the food. Ikadamri, some say, halo ibaylon, that the question was not whether the Bnei Chabura are allowed to say the fast and furious eat or just take your percentage and go away. That wasn't the shayla. It's pashut. Then, in such a case, they can. This was a shayla. Bnei chabur rishon lechalek, o einon rishon lechalek. A fascinating, different question, and that is: are the bnei chabur allowed to divide or not? Toshma, outside the fast and furious eater. Bnei chabur rishon yadav shalchem and yafos. We go to this brisa. It's a tosefta in Perek Zayin that we just quoted above. One of them ate a lot. Rishon lomelar tuchal chavit say. So we deduce Yadav Yafos in only if there's somebody who's Yadav Yafos that would upset the balance of the Chabura by eating much more. Ain Yadav Yafos lo, but if there isn't anybody like that, then that halacha would not apply. Shma mina, we hear from this a strong riot. The Gemara describes that Rav Papa would eat a lot, and this became a diun with Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Arivu Rifta Bahadei Adadi, they would eat together. Ada acha Ravuna braid Rabbi Yeshua chada. When Ravuna braid Rabbi Yeshua would eat one loaf of bread or even one piece of bread, Rav Papa arba. Rav Papa would eat four. Amale plagli. He said that wasn't the deal. The deal was we were going to eat equally together. Give me half of what you have, Rav Papa. Amale kablisen. Rav Papa said you accepted me as a partner, whether I eat slow or I eat a lot and fast. Esve kolhani tiyufta. So, they asked Rav Papa all of these questions from the halacha memana acher mishamish, and that we learned that they're allowed to say, you take your part and go away. V'shani kiddushanina, and we answered all of the above answers, that the shamish was different because he was being matriach them, as well as if you bring other people in, that's a different story. Eisvei b'nei chabura, but they asked from the case of b'nei chabura, which was the case in which one of them was eating more from the Karm Pesach. Amar Lei, so Rapapa responded, Hasam Darmina Lei, there when it comes to the Karm Pesach, they could say, Kikab Linach Letchune Svicha, that you accepted me, or more precisely, they're going to say to him, you accepted, they're going to say to him, we accepted you for a Karban Pesach, but not for your style of eating. Esve Sibolos, but what about the rest of the year? That we learned that for the rest of the year as well, they're allowed to say Tulchal Kachavitzei, Poligle. Then that was it. That was the Raya, and Rav Papa then divided it evenly. Azal Ariv Bahadi Ravina. So Ravuna Breder Yeshua found a new eating partner. He went to eat with Ravina. But that didn't solve things. Ada Acha Ravuna Breder Yeshua Chada. When Ravuna Breder Yeshua ate one piece of bread, Acha Ravina, it wasn't worth the change. Ravina ate Tmanya, ate. Amar, to which in this humorous give and take, Ravuna Breder Yeshua said, Mea Papi. Velo Chada Ravina. I prefer 100 papas, Rav Papas, than one Ravina. The Gemara continues two lines into the wide on Pei Tes Hamabeis. Tan Rabbanu Hamemane Acherim Imoy Al Pischay. Someone that includes others in his Karban Pesach. And what happens is, let's say the Karban Pesach costs 500 shekel. So then there are four other people, four of them given 400 shekel for it. So then, as well as those who are included in his Karban Chagiga. Same thing, 500 shekel, let's say, Karban Chagiga. The money that's given to him, Moshe B'yadoi Chulin, that the Mos is considered Chulin, because with the money that they had designated for Karban Pesach, they transfer the Kedusha of that money onto the Karban. And therefore, you could use the money for any Chulin purpose. V'amaychar Oilosa Yushlamim, however, in contrast to this, if you sell a Karban Ola, you designate a Karban Ola or a Karban Shlamin, Loas of Lekulim, there's no significance in the Mechira, Umos Kol Shein Yiplu Linidava. And the money that was attempted to use for the Mechira becomes a Nidava. Asking Gemara, Mechime Acha de Loas of Lekulim, if it's of no significance, Amai Yiplu Linidava, why then does it fall Linidava? Amarava Knasa, Rava says that it's a Knas. What's the Knas? That he attempted to sell and buy the carbon, so the buyer who attempted is punished by trying to buy the carbon, then now he has to give it as an adava to the Beis HaMikdash. Umay Kol Shein, why the expression Kol Shein? Avagad de lo havi shavu, el arba. Even if the carbon is only worth four, v'yovu le chamish, and he gave five, afilu bahi yisei renami kansu rabbanon, the rabbanon also created a knas for that amount as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Tes in Maseches Pesachim. Be'ezer Hashem, we will attach a separate file, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach, for the halacha from the daily daf.